feel pretty good. Better than I did this time last week.
Are you going to play this week?
Well, it's up in the air. You know, I don't think I'll make a decision today, but I am progressing. I'm getting better, getting more confident about, you know, the things I could do on the field. So that's really what it's all about.
Is it frustrating just to sit on the sideline like this? I mean, I know you're practicing, but during the game, I mean, how frustrating does it get week to week?
Oh, I can't even put it into words how frustrating it is. You know, it's frustrating missing practice. So games, it's only 10 times more frustrating. So, yeah. I like to think I am, but no. No, I'm a little impatient when it comes to playing football.
Does it make it worse that the team's doing so well and you're not able to kind of be a part of that? Or does it at least make it a little better that at least they're doing all right without you so far?
I'll tell you what, winning, it helps with everything. You know, it definitely helps me be as patient as I need to be. You know, I'm not really basing everything off winning or losing as far as my body goes, but it definitely eases my mind to know that we're winning games while I'm not out there.
It's pretty scary to think what's going to happen when you and Vaughn get back on the field if you guys are doing this well without you.
Yeah, we just want to help pick it up a little more. You know, our defense is doing really good right now, but yeah, I know once I'm out there and once he's out there, hopefully we can pick it up even more.
Is it a constant pain right now when you practice? Is it just linger and soreness? What kind of pain are you feeling?
It's just spots here and there. You know, things. You know, one thing about corner, you can't predict where you're going. So, you know, when I'm have surprise moves, you know, those things catch me off guard sometimes. But, you know, that's diminishing as we go along, though.
How good is Cowboys offense and Tony Romo?
Say again?
How good is Cowboys offense and Tony Romo?
It's great. You know, he's had this thing where he's turned the ball over in the past in tough situations, and he's not doing that this year. And that's probably the biggest difference in the offense from the previous offenses I've seen from them. I mean, he's playing great. He's having a great year. You know, everybody want to talk about Peyton, but this guy this week, we playing. I mean, his touchdown to interception ratio is up there. So, I mean, we know we got our hands full.
And Dez Bryant and Demaryius Thomas have asked you about him over the years, and I think you used to probably have Dez rated ahead of DT. How do you look at him now? Dez on his own, and then the two of them compared to each other?
Well, they both have great individual talent, you know, and, I mean, they both play with good quarterbacks. So, you know, they're going to get their numbers. They both kind of big, speedy receivers, the typical guys that coming out of college these days. So, I mean, they're pretty close. I mean, I like my guy a lot, but we got our hands full with 88.
I mean, Darius, he's had experience against him. Do you think he's in a better position to cover him now in this defense?
Wait, say it one
more time. Darius has played a couple times, four times, I guess, over the last 2 years. But better position now to cover him the way he's playing right now?
Yeah, I think he knows what to expect, you know, and I mean, he's playing great. You know, I can't remember him having a season like this. You know, I didn't pay very close attention to him, but I was aware of what he was doing when he was in Arizona and Philly. But he's playing like a really elite corner right now. So,
did you see what Romo said about the defensive back?
Somebody brought it to my attention, but no biggie. You know, everybody's entitled to their own opinion. So,
you've been going in big stadiums since college with 100,000 people, and so you're not going to get intimidated. And I'm not asking that, but do you ever walk into a place like the Jerry's Palace and go, "Wow, this is pretty cool," or do you say it's just a job to do? And I mean,
you notice those things, but once that ball snaps, you don't even pay attention to any of it. All you hear is noise, and you try to block that out, and all you got to do is block out the noise and concentrate on what you got to do. It's pretty easy. It's not as hard as people make it out to be.
I know it's tough having that sideline perspective the last 4 weeks, but watching Harris and Carter develop the last couple of years, and what have you seen further from them this year that maybe wasn't there in previous years?
Well, they haven't lost that edge. You know, I think both of them coming into the league as free agents, they've always had that little chip on their shoulder, and that hasn't, you know, diminished at all. You know, they actually more hungry than they had ever been. So, you know, I'm very proud of the way they progressed and grown up and become good pros. You know, I just look for them to keep making those strides.